The Gemara said a lashon of mali bishul psila, mali bishul samamanim. We spent time explaining that the chiddush of the Gemara is that there's a din bishul even on metal, not only on food, which is certainly a chiddush, and that's something that's well known. Tosfos in Masechta Shabbos and Daf Kuvav adds a knech. The truth is, it's Rashi and Tosfos that discuss the following rather tricky question in Hilchos Shabbos. We know that in Shabbos, to be chayiv, you have to be a mesakeh. Mekalkel is potter on Shabbos. Tosfos says that, like Reb Shimon, mekalkel b'chabura is different, but generally, mekalkel on Shabbos is potter, and you have to be a mesakeh to be chayiv. Shaila is, what happens if the etzah maisa you're doing is a kilkel? Under the circumstances, the maisa is a tikkun. For example, somebody wants to take food out of a bag on Shabbos. He's going to rip open the bag and destroy the bag in order to get to the food. Is that a shaila of a deraisa, of misake, in the malacha, assuming the some malacha ripping open a bag? Or is it mekalkel? Let's say it's kareya, but you're destroying the bag. So we are morgul to say that that's mekalkel, I'm destroying the bag. But maybe not. Maybe according to the circumstance, you're a misakin. Right now, that's what you need. Who needs the bag? You only need the bag to get the food to your house. Once the bag of potato chips is in your house, you don't need the bag. You need the food. So Tosfos there says the following. Tosfos says that the shaila is whether killing somebody could be a misakin. If you kill somebody, could that be a misakin? The biggest kilkel in the world, somebody is dying. So the taich, Tosfos taich is the Gemara. Mali bishul psila, mali bishul samamanim. Every time you cook samamanim, Tosfos is assuming that you take the samamanim, cook them in water, and you get dye. Then you take that dye and you cook it with wool and you color the wool. When you cook the dye, there's no tikkun be'etzem. Nobody wants colored water. The colored water you're going to use later, it's going to be a misakin because you're going to use it later to do something else. So the Gemara is saying, mali bishul psila, mali bishul samamana. That if you have an ultimate tzairach for something, even if the maisa itself is not a tzairach, that's also called a tikkun. Ultimately, there's a tzairach. I don't know, you have to bring bishul samamanim. The truth is, every time you cook, what do? You take perfectly good wood and you burn it. You're makapu, you're ruining wood. But every time you burn wood, you're burning the wood in order that burning of the wood should be a tikkun mitzad sheni. You're burning wood, you're burning it in a room and you're making the room warm. What? Right, so Tosfos has to explain the bishul. You're right. I'm not saying why Tosfos doesn't say, but why the Gemara has to prove it from bishul psila, from bishul samamanim. You could prove it from every havara. Every havara is that way. Every havara, you destroy something in order to bring about a teyelos. All right, but anyway, you're right. The Gemara wants to bring bishul and bishul. So Gemara is saying that bishul samamanim, even though you bishul psila, you're melting the psila to kill a person. So you might say that that's a kilkel. So the Gemara says that it's the same. It's the same bishul psil and bishul samamanim are both deraises. Our Gemara brings it for negeya here. The Gemara there is bringing it for negeya the issue of mekalkel b'chabura, mekalkel b'havara. The Gemara there talks about the rules of mekalkel. But Tosfos has this knech that he learns from the Gemara that it's a tikkun. And Tosfos says that killing someone who's chayav misa is a tikkun. Because tikkun mitzvah nami tikkun. That's Tosfos lashon. Tikkun mitzvah is also a tikkun. Now, these are two separate chiddushim in Tosfos. The first chiddush we'll call a tikkun study, a tikkun mitzad sheini, with something be'etzem is not necessarily a tikkun, melting of seal is not be'etzem a tikkun. But because of what you're going to use it for, it has a shame tikkun. And the second chiddush, that a tikkun mitzvah is also called a tikkun. Now each one's a chiddush, so I'd like to explain each one a little bit, and then we'll move on. A tikkun mitzvah. There's a michas chinuch by the malacha of Makkah B'Patish. Okay, you all familiar with Makkah B'Patish? Is tikkun mana, in the language of the Rambam. Tikkun mana means you're repairing something. If you repair something, that's chayif makkah b'patish. You make something usable, that's makkah b'patish. Tikkun mana. The Mechas Chinuch asks, when you take a metal keli that wasn't titled, so right now it's impossible, you're not allowed to use the keli. And you title it on Shabbos. So we pass that that's also the title on Shabbos. Why is it Aser? Because of Mechzik HaMesakin. That's the language of the Gemara in Bay in the second parak. That titling a Keli is Aser because of Mechzik HaMesakin. Why isn't it Mesakin Nanish? Till now you can't use it, now it's usable. A metal Kli, there's no way to use a metal Kli. Now you're going to title it. You're making it usable. But the ladies say that you could use it once. No such thing. Ladies have this Kabbalah that a metal clay you could use once. So that's a mistake. They learn it from the fact that disposable kalim you could use without titling. So the ladies make a heckish that just like disposable kalim you could use without titling, so a real kalim you could use once. Maybe some men think that also. I don't know. But there's no such thing that you could use a metal keli once. If it's disposable, you hold it's not a keli, you could use it. But a real keli, you're not allowed to use even once without title. So the Michas Chinuch says, why isn't that Mesakin Mana? Why is it Mevzik HaMesakin? Mevzik HaMesakin is a Darabana. It looks like you're fixing something. Why isn't it Mesakin Mana? I'm taking a non-usable keli and I'm making it usable. So the Michas Chinuch says that Makkah B'Patish has to be Dumya de Mishkan, and it has to be a Tikkun Gashmi. It has to be a physical Tikkun. A Tikkun Mitzvah is not called a Tikkun. If you're making something halachically usable, you're turning it into something that you're allowed to use Al-Pi Din, that is not a Melacha D'Oraisa. It's not Tikkun Mana. Tikkun Mana is a physical, a Gashmi is a Tikkun, to be called a tikkun, and otherwise it's not. He says that's why Bris Mila doesn't have a din of misakin, even though on a person it's not so posh, it's a din of misakin. And he brings other examples, and he says there's no tikkun mana. And he has Takasha Ai, it says that when you pull berries off a hadas, it is tikkun mana. So he says there, because you have to pull off the berries out hither. It has to be nice. You're making it physically nice, so it's a tikkun. But anyway, it's just a halachatik a tikkun. That's his insight. It's not a tikkun. Kashering a kli would be the same thing, I guess. It wouldn't be a tikkun mana in halacha. I would just steer it to this taisus. Taisus, what did taisus say? That misakein is even a mitzvah dikka tikkun, is misakein. And here we're saying that a tikkun mana is only a gashmias tikkun tikkun. What's the answer? It's a difference. So Michas Chinuch explains. He says that for the malacha of Makkah B'Patish has to be Dumya de Mishkan. The taicha of Makkah B'Patish is a physical improvement to a kli. You improve something physically, that is called Misakin. That's when I'm defining a malacha. The malacha has to be Dumya the Mishkan. Just like in Mishkan, Makkah B'Patish was when they finished off the Kalim, the physical thing. Here also it's a physical thing. Masha'en came when you're talking about the other malachas. The other malachas is just the din, you have to be a Misakin. It shouldn't have a Petur Mekalkel. There it's different. There the fart is not the taicha of the malacha, Dumya de Mishkan. There, the vart is that in order for it to be chayav on halacha, it has to be a tikkun. What's a tikkun? Depends on the person. It depends on what the person wants. Every tikkun depends on what the person wants. A person knocks down a wall. In one house, knocking down a wall is seiser, because they want the wall. In the other house, knocking down the wall is bainuk, they want to make a big room. Every taich, makalko, misakin depends on what people want. The meila, zakta mechas chinuch. Taisis is right. Taisis says, a tikkun mitzvah shmei tikkun. Legabe the din of makalko, misakin, a tikkun, it depends on what the people want. If the people want it this way, that's the sakin. If you take a paintbrush and you paint a picture on a canvas, so it could be a misakin or makalkal. It depends if you like the picture, you don't like the picture. Somebody makes a bunch of squiggly lines on a canvas, he's ruining the canvas. But if you like it, then he's a misakin. If you think it's a nice painting, misakin makalkal depend on what the people like, what the people want. So that a tikkun mitzvah for from yid is also a tikkun. It's not even a makom patish. It's a fine chilek, but it's a very once you think about it, it's a very mistavidik chilek. Makom patish is the taicha of the malacha. The taicha of the malacha has to be a physical tikkun. The rules of misakin and makalkal depend on the people, depend on the people that are there. So if the people that are there like something a certain way, so then it's a misaki. So it depends. It depends on what the people want. Mechitza ha-materis. It's also halachi, I mean. There's a din by baina, by binyan. By binyan arai. By temporary. If permanent binyan is always us. So what? There's a din by baina that a temporary tent you're now never allowed to make. Telling you this because I made the mistake years ago. My kids were little. We used to spread a cover over a couple of chairs. The kids should have a tent. They should play under it. That's awesome. Oil arai you're not allowed to make. Never allowed to make a tent on Shabbos. A wall. A wall is less chomer than an oil. So it says a temporary wall is only osur if it's a mechitza hamateras. It's a halachitika mechitza, it matters something. It says, for example, tashmish is osur by a nair. If you put a wall to be matir tashmish, or the asvarim, you make a curtain to be matir tashmish, so that's osur. You're allowed to cover the svarim, you're allowed to take a sheet and cover svarim, you need double covering. But a mechitza, to do it out of mechitza, that's also, that's called mechitza hamateras, a mechitza that's matir. A mechitza hamateras is also. So Rav Shalom is asking that there also it's a tikkun halacha, it's halacha dika tikkun. A mechitza is a mechitza that's matir and halacha. So, why is it also? What?
Making a wall.
That is
making a wall.
Yeah. But making a wall on Mechitza Sarai is not an osur. Right here. What is Mechitza Sarai? I think it's always a Drabbanan, no? I think Mechitza Sarai is a Drabbanan. It's only a Drabbanan, and the Drabbanan is not a kasha. A chash of a wall, they ask it because Mechitza Materis. It's a chash of a wall, this is a Drabbanan. To define the Malacha Daraisa, you're right. There in the Drabbanan, I think so. I think all Arai is only Drabbanan. Every Arai. Even the tent is also, I think, only Drabbanan. Okay. Alright, there are two topics in this Taisis that I mentioned to you. One, that a tikkun mitzvah is not a tikkun, is a tikkun. So again, that's only in the Geder Makalkal Masakin. Not in Makom HaPatush. That's the Mechas Chinuch has to do with that. It's a separate discussion about a tikkun study, a more complicated. A tikkun study is called Misakin. That's why Tosfos Yesakasha here, that the Tilas Neshama should be Misakin. Netilas neshama, you should be chayiv al netilas neshama when you kill the bas kayin. The whole killing a person is a makalkel, in other words, not a kasha. But Tosfos says that killing a person is a tikkun, Adiyah says the tikkun mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to kill a person, it's a tikkun. A tikkun tzadi also Tosfos says is a tikkun. So the question is how to deal with it. Because the Gemara says that if you break open a chavis, a barrel, to get the food from inside, it's a makalkel. And yet, Tosfos says that if you a tikkun study is a tikkun, if you can cook dye, it's a tikkun. So Rav Moshe is tshuva on opening containers. And in Chelak Aleph, I think Rav Moshe, tshuva kuf chav beis. Rav Moshe has a long tshuva, it's yod anafim. He goes through many different shaylas that have to do with opening containers. And it's right, the first thing he talks about in anaf aleph is this shayla. Are we talking about a daraisa, about tikkun, or are we talking about makam? So Rav Moshe gives a very nice gather. He says that opening a barrel to get food is makalkel. A tikkun tzadi is not a tikkun. Except where it's the way things work. It's the way it works. This is the way to do it. Let's say somebody needs ashes, or he needs charcoal. So he takes good wood and he burns it to create charcoal. The charcoal later he's going to use for a barbecue, so he has a tikkun. That's the way it works. The way to make charcoal is to burn wood or some amount. The way to dye wool, you have to start with seeds, cook them in water, get a dye, and then you take the dye and use it later. Use it afterwards for something. It's the way it works. When that's the way it works, then a tikkun study is a tikkun. Because that's the definition. The definition of cooking seeds to get dye is a tikkun. That's the way you do things. Now, to get gregaris, you don't have to break a chavis. There are other ways of getting gregaris. It's not that's the way it works in the world, that every time you want figs, you have to break something open. It's just the circumstances are that way. That potato chips come in a bag, and now you have it in a bag, so you have a shayla what to do. But that's still makalkel, because it's not the definition of potato chips that you have to rip bags to get potato chips. It happens to be that's the way they usually come. But it's not the same as bishul samamonim. Bishul samamonim is the halach yelech. That's the way the world works. The world works that you have to cook these things in order to get to the samamonim. So mamela, that's called a tikkun. In order to make your house warm, you have to burn wood. So the burning wood is a kakul? No, that's the way things work. If it's the way something works, then that's called a tikkun. If it's just circumstances are that way, most people who do things for a purpose. Even a kakul usually does things for a purpose.
You see, it's hard that the time is like a finished product.
Because you're creating a product in Svara, you're right. It's just Tosfos Lashon is not that way. Tosfos Lashon there, I don't mean the Tosfos of Kovav and Shabbos, his Lashon is that it's for a tikkun afterwards. Maybe he means that. Making a product of the product. So now as we're speaking, I'm remembering, seems to be Shver from a different Gemara. It says somebody who rips in anger, somebody's angry. He's so angry that he rips something. So the Gemara says, "Misakin hu eisel yitzray." It's a tikkun because he calms himself down. Yeah, it's a bit of a problem, no? There, it's mamish a tikkun study, a circumstantial tikkun study. No.
There are other ways to calm down.
That's right. There are other ways. It's a shver. Right, Ramesh's get there is that's only a tikkun when that's the way to do it. It's not the way to do it, to rip things. So it seems to be a problem from that Gemara. See, I think the Rambam passes like that Gemara. Gemara is the kasha. The Gemara says, is that a masakin? Kachu dakash yetzahara. Ayam amalei asei kach. Lachan asei kach. I think the Rambam brings the Gemara anyway. So it's a bit of a problem, no? Kareb b'chamasa is a bit of a problem. The Mishnah says, Hakareb b'chamasa chayiv. I think it's the second Mishnah, Perek Abayinim. And Gemara says Masakin Leitzel Yitzray. This is the problem with this gather. See, so there that Mamish a Tikkun study is a Tikkun. So I'm not sure. All right, so this is one important Yisai. Tysus talks about Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. In the Rashi learns, and what I'm going to tell you now is Tysus. Tysus Tikkun study is a Tikkun. Rashi in the same daf in Kuvav learns that Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda argue if a Tikkun study is a Tikkun. Machlekes Tanoim. He learns that the Machlekes, Reb Shimon says that we learn from here, Mekalkel Behavara is Chayiv. Because Reb Shimon holds that this is burning the Psila is a Kilkel. So Rashi says that Reb Shimon holds burning a Psila is a Kilkel, even though you have a Zaytiga reason for it. And Reb Yehuda argues, Reb Yehuda says that's a Tikkun, because that's what you need it for. So Rashi learns that the Machlekes Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. The way Rashi explains Rav Shimon Rehuda, you're passing like Rav Shimon. It should be that the Tikkun Stadi is a Kilkel. Tysus holds that the other way. Tysus holds that it's always a Tikkun. Tysus holds Tikkun Stadi is always a Tikkun. And Rashi holds it's Tanya Machlaik is Tanya. Alright, so that's topic number one I wanted to touch on. The second topic, that's really late, is the question why you can't kill this Baskayin through a guy on Shabbos. It's Shabbos. Up to Paskish is Chayav Misa. In the Adinya, I'm supposed to wait for tomorrow. Why can't you get a guy to do it? What? So Pashtus, because Shlichus, it's Chasarna Shlichus. There's no Kiyam Mitzvah. So they bring a Tshuva Sarashba that talks about this. If there's a Kiyam Mitzvah, through shlichus in the mitzvah of killing of a humas.
What does
tell the guy, well, there are two kashas. One is I should tell the guy to melt the psila, and then if killing, Tysus holds that Nitil Sasham is also an issur. That's the best issur drabanan. Amir lakum is halacha lemaisa is issur drabanan. But now we're talking in the psukim. So what was the problem? You should tell a guy to do what? Well, Tysus learns that Tilas Neshama is also an Aveira. So you would have to say, tell the guy to melt it and let it down the mouth of the person.
Why
don't
you do?
To wait overnight. That's why. It's only if you paskin. If they paskin, no, the halacha is they paskin and they wait overnight. You never kill the date of Psach, so you can think it over. But then to wait another day is also tzinyan. There's a Rabbi Chanan in Beya, Yischafei, who says, brings a very nice raya, that a mitzvah where the taitzah is the mitzvah, you could do through a guy. A mitzvah where the taitzah, the result is a mitzvah, not the ma'isa. If the ma'isa is a mitzvah, of course you can't tell the guy to shake a lulav for you. But where the result is a mitzvah, you could do through a guy. Because it says there that a mace on Yom Tov Rishon, Yisasku by Amimin, you get Goyim to bury. Burying is a mitzvah sasei and a vay sasei. Vay solin and a kavetik brenu by Yamahu. Burying is a mitzvah. Gemara says that on Yom Tov Rishon, you bury Ayyadei Goy. Why doesn't it say you're losing the mitzvah? Better wait till the next day and be Mekayim the mitzvah. Machanan says that it's a raya from there that a mitzvah with a taitzah is the mitzvah you can do a day guy, and he happens to mention the killing of Askayim also. And you can do it through a guy. That's a kasha. Building a mica, the result is the mitzvah, so you can do it through a guy. See, so Yikrada mentions chametz too. He says burning chametz also a day guy is a kiyum. I'm saying it's just not a kill. And he says chesaron shlichus again. Chesaron shlichus. I'm saying that even if it's chesaron shlichus, the guy could do it without shlichus. So you're saying the guy can't do it because he himself. He's mitzvah in dinim, but not in these dinim. That'd be interesting, Terence. Maybe the guy himself is not allowed to do it. And what came to mind to me is the old Machna Ephraim that we had in Ksuvus. Machna Ephraim said, Yad Poyol Ki Yad Rabbi applies even to Gayim. Even though there's no Shlichus to a guy, but the Machna Ephraim, based on the Gemara really, the Machna Ephraim said that if you hire a guy to do something, there's Shlichus to a guy. Because the rule of Yad Poyol Ki Yad Rabbi applies to Gayim. Now, that's true in Chayshu Mishpat is one thing. In business, if you hire a payel to buy something, then it's chal, that Machna Ephraim is not a das yachid. But remember, the Machna Ephraim said that it applies even for a mitzvah to get a guy to build a makkah. The yid can make a bracha and the guy can build a makkah. If you're paying him, yad payel ki yad rabbi works. There's ke'en shlichus, but it's not shlichus, it's yad payel. That was the Machna Ephraim's chiddush. According to that, the teretz that they say here that you can't get a guy to give the misa because it's a mitzvah, and the yid's going to be missing the mitzvah, chayru should be able to do it by paying him. Nobody mentions it. Seems to be that it's not part of the cheshbon. Machna Ephraim's probably a das yachid in such a cheshbon. If you hire a guy, the guy could do it. Okay, these are two in Yanam I wanted to discuss. There's a third one, but I'll leave that. Maybe Nish. There's a Taisus Ayenai, there's a Beis Halevi. It's interesting, it's a Beis Halevi. Darach Lener says it here as well. Okay, I would like Sunday to do Taisus Shenemar. Next week is the last full week of Yeshiva, so we're going to move. Bechlal, this Amid should be a little quicker. Zayin Amid Beis, not so quick. So we're going to move to Taisus Shenemar. Also, here the Gilyon HaShas finally brings that Ramban in Parshas Yisrael, which is an important Ramban. I think I have copies of it, which I never gave out last time. So I'll pass it around. It's the Ramban in Parshas Yisrael. You say to stick a Ramban, B'derech Halacha, B'derech Machshava. So don't leave the room without taking one. And Yitzhak Shev, those are the two things for next week. The Tosef Shenemar and the Ramban, the Rav Kiveg's Ramban, that he takes it soon, halfway down the alley. Okay.